Hello, this 5 minutes, the proper test, the word of God, episode 44, episode 44. So we'll go back to our fundamental scripture, which is what? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So by this time, you know that when I say quick, it doesn't mean it's fast. But what is it? It means the word of God is alive. The word of God is alive. So I've been talking about the power in the word. What the word is, that the word of God is revelation. Revelation knowledge. Not the physical knowledge or the senses. Knowledge according to the senses. But this is what God said to the man. What God is saying to us. What God revealed, unveiled to us, and that is the Bible. Okay, so what is man? I've done that, and then now we're looking at what man happened to the man in the garden, that man committed high treason, and the high treason caused God's plan to be spoiled, to be diverted, and then secondly, he caused separation of God and man, and that is where the nature of death came in, and death ruled. Okay, so we've been looking at death, the nature of death, and I said that death is in three stages: spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. And I've explained that in the previous episode. And so I said that anyone who is coming to redeem the man, anybody who is coming to buy back the man, who is coming to, as it were, correct what happened in the Garden of Eden, must of necessity taste of death, which is spiritual death, physical death, and then eternal death. If you do not taste of all these three things, you can never redeem the man. You see, that is why people say, oh, but every other religion, why should Christianity be so superior? They have a superiority mentality. They're always saying that they are, listen, you ought to look at this. When man sinned, man committed, experienced spiritual death, and now it's 900 years later, Adam died. That was physical death. And then because he had death in him, he went to where all dead people go. All dead, you understand that by this time, people go. So the dead man is not the one who is lying in the grave, but a dead man, that dead men who are walking, driving in bespoke suits, are dead men like that. Okay? So anyone who is coming to redeem the man must experience spiritual death and physical death. And so when you go to Romans 5 from verse 17, it says, by one man's offense, that is Adam, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Adam's offense made death to reign. Death, the nature of the devil, to reign, to rule. So when Jesus came, he had to taste of spiritual death. And that is why the Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin. Your sin nature, my sin nature, was put on Jesus. So he became sin. And when Jesus experienced spiritual death, it was only when he experienced spiritual death. No, listen, death means mortality. Death doomed. That is, the human body became death doomed, mortal. And Jesus was not mortal. Jesus had the body just like Adam had. It knew no death. It was perfect. So when death could not touch him. Don't you see that when people, they wanted to even stone him at a point, they could not, because death could not touch him. But immediately, the sin nature was put on Jesus. Your sin and my sin were put on him. Immediately, what happened? He experienced spiritual death. And you know spiritual death is what? Your spirit is separated from God. And that's why he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God, who is righteous, ever righteous, could not look at sin. No, he had to turn away because Jesus had become sin. He had become murder, he had become fornication. He was not a sinner. No, he was sin. He became sin. and he was separated from God. Immediately, physical death could walk in and grab Jesus. And that's why Bible says he gave up the ghost. He died. Then immediately, hey, the demons began to drag him to where every dead person must go. And that was eternal death. So Jesus went to hell to go and take your place. No man's spirit should darken the doorway of hell. Why? Jesus went there already to pay for it. There is no need for any man to die in their sins. It is the most useless death. That's why God says he has no pleasure in the death of a sinner. Because when a sinner dies, where is he going? If you listen to the previous episode, I told you what's inside you is what will drag you where you are supposed to go. So when he cannot, it's not that God can now say, I pardon, or some pastors will come and pray, or do some incantation, or recite something, and then the dead can be pardoned to go to hell. No, it's not possible. What's inside you is what takes you where you should go.